It's been a beautiful May, hasn't it? I mean,
it's been hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, warmer than usual, but plenty of precipitation too.
The rain's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's just.
Yeah. I haven't had to water because the rain has been, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a timer.
Yeah. It's
totally.
It looks very nice outside. All right, let's talk about this show. You two, plus one more, Josh Hedlund.
You two?
And
yeah, you two's coming.
You
yeah.
two?
Oh, playing the little
theater.
You
didn't know we looked like this?
Yeah.
You two?
So, Josh Hedlund, who is, I believe, driving around in his pickup truck right now. I think I saw him go by.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully he's tuned in. The three of you are putting on a show, and are you performing solo as a trio, or how's this going to work?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
It's songs in the round format, and that means that we just take turns going up to the mic and passing the song through two sets. So I like that format for watching solo artists because you don't get too ear tired of one sound. You know, I'm the kind of listener that needs a lot more going on to really capture me for a long time. So it's nice to, I love sharing and watching this kind of format because you just get a little bit of variety through the whole set and it keeps switching up and.
So where did the idea come from? Who do we turn to for the idea and then the choice of the three of you?
It was my idea.
I was like, I'm looking at you. But it was genius in the corner. Yes.
That'd be Caitlin.
Yes, it was my idea. But I got inspired to do it when I saw Sarah perform for the first time. At a little, you put that together, right? A little invited open mic at the Bluebird Bakery.
Yeah, we put it together at the Bluebird.
Yeah, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen her or met her yet, and she played, and she just blew my mind. So I just had a spark of inspiration that we should put on a show at the Little Theater. Because I've been wanting to do that for a while, but I just hadn't had the spark of who to put in there yet. And I put myself in there, which is, I never play solo, and so I'm nervous, but we'll see.
So how did you get the pickup driver in on the thing?
Oh, the pickup driver, Josh Hedlund.
Yes.
He's just always my go-to. he's one of my favorite local artists, and I want to encourage him to still play live out. He doesn't do it very often anymore, so it's very special. Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, I mean, Caitlin said you're new to the scene, local scene, musically.
I am new to the scene. I showed up on the scene in January, and I got out here because I was on tour earlier in the summer, last summer, and stopped in Sandpoint for like 12 hours and had a little spark of something in my heart. And my next show was with a woman who was working at Bluebird Bakery, like kind of helped start Bluebird Bakery. And she's like, well, if you need to go back to Sandpoint, go check out Bluebird Bakery. And so I called and was like, you guys need a musician worker there? I kind of want to come check out the scene. So I've just showed up and I'm seeing what's out here. And I'm really lucky to have met Caitlin and Josh.
Are you a baker?
No,
you're not
hardly
in the background.
Right? No, I will not claim any gifted baking at all. But just a traveler.
Okay, well, we're familiar with Caitlin's music over the years. How would you describe yours, Sarah?
I love this question because I can never answer it. I don't know.
Good.
I know. I was like,
you have till nine o'clock.
Yeah, I was like, some words to talk about. I guess I could maybe start from, I don't know if it comes across this way, but I have loved like 1950s, 1940s jazz singers. And I lived in Nashville for a decade and was singing jazz out there. So I had always dreamt of somehow combining that like cool tone of like June Christie and those old, you know, 40s, 50s singers with a modern take. And I don't know that I'm accomplishing it yet, but that's that's where I'm coming from. I'm like, you know, those voices, that style of singing is so interesting to me, but it's sort of, I think, trapped in time sociologically with what they're saying and how they're talking about, you know, 1950s culture. And I was like, well, that's not how I am now, but I still like that style of singing. So I'm like, how can I keep it alive and
Can you talk a little bit more, because I'm registering like Julie London and artists like that, about that style of singing that maybe we don't hear today, but we go back to the music of the 40s and 50s. Can you talk about that style?
Oh, I can the best I know how to talk about it rather than do it. But it's, to me, it just screams of intimacy, and it takes, there's, I heard an interview with Erykah Badu once about how, you know, so much of her music is about space, and there's, you know, that's where the pockets of life kind of live between the notes sometimes. And I feel like that comes out in some of that singing, because it is fairly meditative and it really draws you in. And like that, you have to kind of crush your vibrato at certain times and then let it out at the right time. So there's like this amount of control that's there, that when you release into the non-control, it's really present, if that makes sense. And I think it makes for a really, a focused, a spiritual kind of experience.
Great description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mesmerized.
Whoa, yes, okay. Sign me up on the dotted line. Uh-huh. Yeah. When, as you're speaking, you know, I don't understand like vibrato or these different things, just to feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess one of the is in the wee hours with Frank Sinatra, that album that just.
Totally.
Just oozes.
It's oozing.
Feeling,
yeah.
You know, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, you have, of course, a cigarette.
Absolutely.
You know, and what drink do you have in the other hand?
Oh, Manhattan.
A Manhattan. There you go. And but how wonderful. Now, is this the first time you've appeared over at the Panada?
It is. I don't know if I should admit this. I haven't even stepped inside because I am new to town. So I'm excited to even...
I'll give her the full experience.
Get to go inside. It seems really special.
And ask her back for the full experience of the Bluebird Bakery.
Yeah.
You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. We're here with Caitlin Shook and Sarah Edmonds of Larson Gardens. I gotta rephrase that. I gotta start putting Sarah's name first, so it doesn't sound like
AKA.
Yeah,
AKA
Larson Gardens. And we're talking about Songs in the Round, a performance they're giving tomorrow night at the Little Panada Theater with Josh Hedlund as the third act in there. It starts at 8:00. Doors open at
7:30.
Mm-hmm. Can you since he's not here, talk about Josh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have so much to say. Josh is a real old friend of mine. We've been playing shows and playing music together for a really long time, and his music just does something to me every time. And I really miss getting to hear him. I got so deep in his music and fell in love with all of his songs back in the Downtown Crossing open mic days. Do you remember that? Were you guys around for that? I know Sarah wasn't. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was an epic moment of Sandpoint history. And mm-hmm. super
musical history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Downtown Crossing, Brian and Lonnie, who owned it, they decided to do an open mic every Wednesday. And it was like 2005 to 2008, I want to say, or maybe give or take a few years. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was magical. It was just a total moment of just this explosion of art, and just like all us, but you know, we were all kind of the same age, all a friend group. It was Josh Hedlund, Lori and I, Ben Olson, Aaron Branigan, Zach Hagedon, and all that crew, you know, and we were all just either writing poetry or writing songs, and we would come every Wednesday, we'd try to push ourselves to deliver something new. And it was it's pretty rare in Sandpoint when you get a full captive audience at a bar, and it was like silent, packed and silent every Wednesday. It was so amazing. Yeah. And that's kind of where the whole like seed of being a professional musician started for Lori and I. And so Josh and us, Josh was playing music well before that, but he was kind of the star of the open mic.
Is he local?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I've known him since we were teenagers. And, we sing, Lori and I sing a lot on his songs, and it just brings me so much joy whenever I get to sing.
So how would you describe the present music scene? Jack is the KRFY local and regional programmer and does a bang-up job. How would you describe the music scene locally here in Sandpoint?
I think it's pretty vibrant. This is kind of one of my things why I want to try to maybe make this, depending on how it goes tomorrow night, I'd love to make this a series of local solo artists, songs in the round, and just to highlight them and feature them a little bit more and give them a space to have a listening audience with sound and lights provided, and not having the huge pressure of filling the big theater at the Panada or the Heartwood Center. Because seated at the little theater, it's about 70 seats. So that's a nice, like, comfortable, like, I could fill 70 seats, or not, you know, even if you put 30 people in there, it'd feel great.
It still feels good.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, it's to my fault. I'm not that great. I don't know that much about the local music scene because I'm always on tour. I'm always, you know, I hardly ever go out in town because I'm just kind of a homebody. And honestly, I don't love going to the noisy bar venues and the restaurant venues where there's not really much attention on the music. And it makes me a little frustrated because I, as an artist myself, I can't really go into a space where somebody's playing music and not listen, and because it just makes me feel terrible. So it's like an obligation almost. And I like to intentionally go to a show and like, I am going to see this person and watch they sing. So anyway. But I think that there's a lot of talented local musicians here, and I'd like to give them space to.
You mentioned the venue, and I know that you've had a lot to do with the Little Theater in terms of getting it up to snuff. You and your mom were there painting the bathroom floors.
Yeah.
But what you've done for the ambiance, the lighting, the walls, everything. Would you like to talk about the venue itself?
Sure. Yeah. I guess it started, my spark of inspiration started, when did we start painting the murals? Maybe a year ago, I think.
Right.
We did a whole makeover of the actual theater space. So there's, if those of you who haven't been in the Little Theater, there's like a big foyer in the front where it has a little bar. And in the back is, the very back is a tiny little black box-ish theater. And it was painted not great for a while. And every time I went in there, it was just kind of like, oh, this is uninspiring. I'm a little obsessed with space. And after, you know, having a career in venues, I just really started to recognize how much a space affects my performance and how much it makes me inspired to put on a good show. And, you know, it's probably subconscious for a lot of people, but it's super, what's the opposite of not subconscious? Super conscious to me.
Uber conscious.
Uber conscious. Mm-hmm. It's in the front of my lobes.
Caitlin's bringing her couch so we can all sit on the couch at the show.
Well, there is super cozy. Yeah. There is a couch there. We can move it up on the stage.
I know, but mine's better. You'll see.
Your couch is better than our couch?
Yeah. Huh. You'll see. But yeah, that space was just calling for a little makeover. And so I'm on the Panada board still. And I just took it upon myself to give it a little facelift. We have a lot of extra paint. And I just started touching some stuff up and that needed it. And the biggest project I did was making a green room down in the basement. There's a basement in the Little Theater that's just basically a storage unit right now. And I just cleared everything out of this. There's a room within a room downstairs, and I just discovered it while I was down there. I was like, this is a green room. And so I cleared everything out and painted it and brought in rugs and a couch. And so that was the first step. I wanted to bring my friends, regional touring friends, to play the Little Theater, produce some shows there. But I just, I couldn't bring friends there without it having a cozy feel. And so I just did it.
So this is a kickoff, hopefully, for more songs in the round.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Depends on how well it goes and how much time and effort. This is not a commitment, but I think it's possibly a seed.
I think it's a great idea. And ticket sales are going well, but are you sold out yet?
No, I think there's a few handful left. Like,
where do we
get
something? Yeah.
Canada.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the door?
Yeah, at the door if we still have some.
Doors open at 7:30 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The show begins. And what can one expect? How long will it go? And when you say in the round, will you be doing individual and then group sings.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one. But two of those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. two rounds of that. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like maybe a little under an hour each set, because all of us agreed we like a shorter show.
Yeah.
And because we give room for ourselves to tell stories and interact with mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. It'll be really casual and conversational. And Sarah had the cool idea to maybe ask each other questions if they come up when we're talking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sarah, where did you perform before you arrived in Sandpoint? In the Seattle area?
Yeah, I did come from Seattle before this, so was performing. Mm-hmm. I had a few really nice shows at the Tractor Tavern over there.
I love that place.
I love it too. It is, yeah. My buddy Jeff over there is awesome and is putting on really good shows there. It's just it's like the perfect size room.
Mm-hmm. Vibey dive.
Yeah. There's huge combine pictures on the wall, and it's sort of like the misfit country venue sort of in Seattle, but it hosts all kinds of different shows, and you can hear a raucous band or someone super quiet. And so I love playing there. And then right across the street is the Connor Byrne. So, Irish pubs or combine rooms, I guess that's what I was playing in before this. And then got to drive around the country for 4 months, basically. I didn't play every night. That would be amazing. But I got to play a bunch of venues before.
Did I see you opened up for Mason Jennings?
I did. Yeah,
that was the best.
Yeah, he's amazing. It was really, really a special show. I got to open for Torres too, if you know her. I think she's out of Brooklyn maybe right now, but just a super cool, powerful rocker chick. Cool. So that's what I've been up to.
Okay, excellent. Let's take a break, because we're going to be asking Sarah and Caitlin both to sing to give listeners an idea of tomorrow night, Songs in the Round at the Little Theater at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30 and tickets are still available. Yesterday saw the passing of an icon, Tina Turner, and I thought that maybe we could play a song by Tina Turner and then come back to Sarah and Caitlin and listen to some of their music. Cool. Here is Tina Turner.
R.I.P.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me.
Anna Mae Bullock, better known as Tina Turner, simply the best.
She passed away yesterday at the age of 83, unfortunately.
83, and in Switzerland, where she has been living for a number of years.
I didn't know that.
Her partner, husband, a German, they lived there for about 3 years, and they've been in Switzerland for quite a while. I think she was at one time saying that Europe understood her music better than in the United States. And one of the albums that I highly recommend is Tina Live in Europe, where David Bowie appears and Brian Adams and Eric Clapton.
Is this a later album or in the 80s, late 80s,
I'm guessing.
At her kind of second career peak.
That person whose name we do not mention, after the president before John F. Kennedy. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's cerebral.
I had to think about that for a second. Okay, hey, guess what, though? You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. It's the morning show, and we are having a special musical morning show here. Sarah Edmonds of Larson Gardens is here, along with Caitlin Shook. And they are, together with Josh Hedlund, performing Songs in the Round tomorrow night at the Little Panda Theater. Tickets still available. Show's at 8 o'clock. They have, Sarah has tuned up her guitar, and it looks like we're ready to perform a number live here in the Tiki Room. Do you guys want to say anything about it before you go for it?
No.
Okay. You don't have
to? Okay. I will. This is the song I heard Sarah sing, and this is the one that got me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is the one that got you.
All right. They all did.
Okay.
Why the sorrow fills me up like a paper cup won't hold up tomorrow. Everybody says it's strange that I hold on so long. Down and down the rain it falls to the ocean. I dream that I am a cloud down like threads of silver straight into the ground. Let it all out, let it out, let it come down, let it come down, let it out, let it all out, let it out, let it come down, gotta let it why they're falling. Maybe it's time to go outside and hear the bells are calling. Everybody feels sad from time to time. Drip, drip, drop out of my cup till I feel like dancing. And I dream that I am a cloud pulled down like threads of silver straight into the ground. Let it all out, let it out, let it come down, let it come down, let it out, let it all out, let it out, let it come down, gotta let it out.
And that's a Larson Gardens original, I'm guessing.
It is.
Sarah Edmonds and Caitlin Shook there. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. That was live here in our studio, the Tiki Room.
I'd like to ask Sarah, and Caitlin can chip in as well. I'm a good listener, but the creative part of songwriting and music totally lost on me in terms of, so for you, Sarah, do you have the lyrics or do you have a melody? Or take this song for an example about its genesis.
Oh, it's all of those things sometimes. And I think for this song, I had the guitar riff going, and it was, I don't know if it's obvious, but there's some rain metaphor happening. And I lived in a Seattle apartment which had windows, which is like a really lucky thing, right? Like you're like hungry musician, you're living in a basement a lot of the time. And I got to live in this Seattle apartment with windows. And kind of looking for the right lyrical thing to hit the riff or the chords that I was liking that were evoking an emotion. And it's pretty straightforward, but looking out to see the rain, you know, when it comes in sheets and it kind of looks like a foggy mess out there. I was like, well, I know it's, I mean, you guys talked for like 10 minutes about the weather, but you know, we all talk about it. So I was like, this, there's something, maybe I can do something about weather in a song. I don't know, kind of boring, but it means something to me. So
now, obviously this song has been written and performed before you met Caitlin. So how do you work Caitlin, or how does Caitlin work into the song? You know, here as an artist who, how does that work? Oh. I mean, does Caitlin just start, oh, I'm going to sing here. Yeah, I'm going to sing there.
I inserted myself, yes.
I know. I want to just say it's her genius and her professionalism and just, I think it is. It's something that you carry with your spirit in you into a space. You're hearing, it's cool because we haven't really actually
I was gonna say
done
that.
Much together,
yeah,
but it's like, these are the fun parts because I'm like, I don't know what she's going to do. And it's so thrilling to be in a moment where I've done this a million times and like to hear that she's coming in and adding her sonic imprint into the physical space is like the freaking coolest honor.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to ask Caitlin, in terms of, you are a songwriter as well, but you've also had a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And have you and Laurie ever written a part?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
And how does that work then, rejoining, because you've written together as well?
Yeah, I'd say the majority of our albums are full of songs that we've written pretty equally. But on tomorrow night I'm going to be playing the songs that I'm completely wrote by myself, or the majority of the song I wrote by myself. So there's times where we just are, you know, alone and we just write a song and we bring it to each other and we say, what do you think about this? And then she does what she does on it and vice versa. And those are fun. But I like writing songs together with her most.
Sort of like McCartney and Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how about Josh? Do you know much about his creativity, his music, in terms of his creative process?
I don't know where his genius comes from, but he told us yesterday, we all got together yesterday and was that yesterday?
Yeah.
And jammed out because we're working out songs that we want to collaborate on together. Each of us are going to play two songs with us joining in. And he told us that he wrote some of these songs when he was like 16, and they're just
unreal,
so good. And like, I just,
the poetry.
I wasn't writing songs when I was 16, but I'm so embarrassed of my first songs. I never play them for anybody. I don't know. I've completely forgotten them in my mind.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
They are recorded, and it's like a vault that I will not
this.
Open.
Yes,
I'm so with you.
A buried vault.
Yes, we never let our bandmates hear our first songs, or else they quit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just, he blows my mind at like how soon and where it comes from. I don't know. Some artists, it's just like this deep pool and they just can access that so early on in life and keep going forever. Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night at the Little Theater, it sounds like it's going to be a cozy evening.
Yeah.
Is that a fair word?
Yes.
Love cozy.
I'm going to make it as cozy as possible.
Mm-hmm. BYO blanket.
Yeah. Bring your pillows. And yeah, we'll serve beer and wine there, and it's just Laurie and I, and my, I always end up mentioning Laurie like most of the time when I talk.
Beautiful.
This is part of my practice of playing solo. It's like I can do something by myself. we just create so much together, and one of the things we really love doing is putting on house shows. We've done several here in Sandpoint in the space I'm living now, and in Portland we have this epic basement that for 10 years we've been putting on these really cool, like, underground, literally underground shows with kind of big names. The Lumineers played down there.
Whoa.
And like, yeah, okay. Blind Pilot, yeah. So it's like so much fun, and I run the sound, and we just have make it such a vibe. And there's, you know, it's just, there's beds down there, and like we can cram like 75 people down in this basement. And like, so it just, we've kind of gotten the practice of like creating that feeling in these kind of spaces. And
what's funny about the Little Theater is it just kind of reminds me of that kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like a home, you know, and like, and I, when we do these shows, if I continue to do them, I just want them to feel like a house show. Like you're just hanging out, you know, and there's comfort.
Tomorrow night at the Little Theater, Songs in the Round, with Sarah and Caitlin and Josh. Doors open at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available. I've got to ask you a question, Caitlin.
Yes.
Who's older, you or Lori?
I always like to see if people can guess. What do you think?
I'm guessing you are.
What do you think, Jack?
Well, just I'll play the odds and say Lori is.
Sarah's never met Lori, right?
It's correct.
So you can't say. Jim is correct. I am older. Okay.
And, secretly, that was my guess, but I wanted to.
And because I took it first. Uh-huh. By how many minutes?
One. Uh-huh. We were really? Cesarean, yeah. Really? But the really interesting thing is we do that. We have people guess a lot. And even when people, you know, we have fans that come up and that's their first question they ask. And, you know, we've been chatting with them for maybe 5 minutes. And that's always the number one question. And we always say guess. And pretty much every time they guess it's me. And
It's
your wisdom.
I look that much older.
I know. Yeah, you're like, thanks, guys.
I do. I guess I do kind of have maturity. I have an energy about me that's a little more dominant.
So you were cesarean section? Uh-huh. So does that mean that your mom picked a precise time or a day, or is it an emergency?
It was an emergency, yeah.
I was going to say, because if there was some control over it, have one child born like at 11:59 one day. So that you have twins, though, but celebrate birth. Because you've had to share every birthday,
everything of our lives, yes.
Were you dressed the same when you were younger?
No, thankfully. We got to dress ourselves.
Okay.
And it was
cool,
very interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. Always. Mm-hmm.
Well, Caitlin, Sarah, have a lot of fun tomorrow night.
We will.
Thank you.
Yeah. I do just want to say on behalf of the radio station, we love what you've done with the Little Theater, Caitlin.
Thank you, Jack.
We do a performance there. The station takes over the Little Theater one night a month, and it has gotten better and better since we started. Actually, Josh Hedlund was one of our first.
Oh yeah, he said that. Yeah.
And since he was on about a year ago, it's been it has changed a great deal. I think the floors were still wet with paint when we did that first show, and then I also like the character you've brought to it, including the funky chicken or whatever.
Drunk chicken.
Yeah.
Drunky.
Yeah. And if you don't know what it is.
Do not know.
Ask.
I'll give you the tour.
Come tomorrow night. Come tomorrow night and you'll find out about the drunk chicken.
Yeah. Speaking of spaces, you mentioned the Downtown Crossing, which comes up in conversation much more than you'd think for a bar that's been closed for
and now burnt
15
down.
Years or whatever. Yeah.
That building.
It's funny how something can just kind of seemingly serendipitously just become a cultural center of a place. And I don't think there's been anything like it since, but maybe the Little Theater can take that place.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, here's hoping. Yeah. I did queue up another Tina Turner song. If we want to go with
it. Do we guess?
Yeah.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Lori is the older. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Uh-huh.
That's right. Go play the lottery.
Yeah.
You're right.
Uh-huh. You got one chance left.
Yeah. One
chance. Come in threes.
Yeah. They come in threes. I got one. So I'm leaving right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we say, you know, with people on the stage, we say break a leg. Do we say snap a guitar string?
I don't know anymore.
No.
I don't know
either. You can say break a leg to us.
Yeah.
It's still a show, right?
Yeah.
Is it only reserved for theater? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, drama, you know, that sort of thing. But
do you know where that phrase came from?
No. Tell me.
There's many theories, but the one I like the most is that you, back in the day, there was like some sort of mechanism called a leg that would be the thing that would lift up the curtain.
Oh.
Up and down the curtain.
Huh.
Fantastic.
So when you say break a leg, it means that the legs would be so worn out going up and down for so many ovations. standing ovations that he would break a leg. That's what I heard.
Thank you for that clarity.
Break three legs tomorrow night.
Yeah,
well, right. That's
okay, once again, okay. Sarah, Josh, and Caitlin at the Little Theater. Show begins at 8 o'clock, 7:30, The Doors. It's going to be a cozy evening and at the Little Theater. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's love got to do with it? Hey, Jack, what's love got to do with it?
Jack.
What's love but a secondhand emotion, right? Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Well, I can't claim credit for that one. That's Tina. Should we do it?
Do it.
Go for it. Here we go. Tina Turner, you're listening to 88.5 KRFY. Touch up.